Balancing the demands of mobile homeowners against litigation risk, a majority of the Fortuna City Council supports freezing mobile home park rent increases until definitive action is decided. Residents of Fortuna's Royal Crest Mobile Home Estates have described rent increases for their spaces as unfair and are lobbying for adoption of a mobile home park rent control ordinance. A study session at the Council's September 15th meeting explored various options for rent stabilization, including a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, written agreement, and a mobile home rent control ordinance. Both would tie rent increases to the Consumer Price Index, CPI, inflation rate, but unlike an ordinance, the MOU wouldn't be legally binding. City Manager Amy Nilsson presented research on Royal Crest's annual mobile home space rent hikes, which have consistently exceeded the CPI of the San Francisco Bay Area. The Orangevale-based Stores Management Company operates Royal Crest, and in a letter to the city, its attorney said the city should take into account the park's expenses relative to CPI. He advised against adopting an ordinance, saying it leaves the city vulnerable to litigation if rent increases don't allow park owners to get a fair return on investment. Wary of facing litigation as the city deals with budget shortfalls, council members leaned toward pursuing an MOU. But during a public comment period, numerous speakers described the impacts of Royal Crest rent hikes, and this representative of the Humboldt Tenants Union said anything but rent control will result in a political and legal fight.
The MOU lacks any teeth, and in this instance, doing the right thing requires having a spine. If any of you vote in support of the four options besides rent stabilization, my organization and I will fight shoulder to shoulder with the tenants to prevent eviction, and we will campaign against your reelection. You can expect litigation either way. Humboldt Tenants Union has passionate legal representation, and we are here ready and willing to do all that is necessary to ensure that tenants are protected and to allow them to keep their homes. We would like to speak with the residents of the Royal Crest to discuss ways to fight back.
The council's support for an MOU cooled following the public commentary. Council member Tammy Trent said an effective approach is necessary.
We do need to do something because rent is almost as much as it costs to rent an apartment. So this is hard. I feel bad for the seniors going through this because when most of them moved into this, it was affordable housing. They put their life savings into their mobile home, and now they can't even afford to live in their mobile home. And so I can see the frustration.
Trent and most other council members favored a rent hike freeze, which would temporarily address the situation and allow time to get further legal advice before taking definitive action. But council member Abe Stevens has doubts about the rent control approach for financial reasons and said something collaborative should be tried first.
You know, obviously the seniors are in a really precarious situation and I'm super sympathetic to that, but also just, you know, sounds like it's going to take a lot of staff time and money to kind of enact something like this, which the city is critically short of. You know, and we kind of also need to balance that with other city objectives like public safety, wellness, and youth opportunities, and just, you know, everything else that goes into running a city to provide a good quality of life for everyone. And I think if the management company is offering to come up with some sort of, you know, understanding or agreement, I would be reluctant to take any action until we've at least given them the benefit of the doubt to make a good faith effort to come forward with some sort of proposal.
A motion to direct staff to develop a rent increase moratorium and analysis of the situation's legal implications was approved in a 4-1 vote, with Stevens dissenting. After the vote, he said he'd propose adding analysis of the MOU option during a future meeting's agenda request segment. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.